Good morning, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. Our word for this morning is trust. What is trust? And we trust in a lot of different things. Let's just look at the meaning of trust, the definition of trust to start with. The confidence, a reliance or resting of mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of another person. Proverbs 29 says, "He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Or he or that which is ground of confidence. O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Psalm 71. To trust in, to confide in, to place confidence in, to rely on. It's something that you have confidence in, something that you trust in, something that you rely on, you rest on. We trust a lot of things in life. We trust the banks with our money. We trust insurance companies to bail us out when there's an accident or fire or something like that. Or we trust an airplane. When we get into an airplane, we trust this machine to take us into the air and safely land again. And we trust the airplane pilot that is operating this machine. And so there's so many things in this life that we put our trust in and we rely on. And oftentimes, there's a lot of these things that we can see, that we can physically look at, and we can, you know, the airplane, the bank, whatever. And so they've gained our confidence because of their reliability over time. But to put our trust in the Lord is the safest place to put our trust, and yet it's seems like it's the most difficult place sometimes because we can't see the end results right now. All we have is the Word of God. But if we believe the Word of God, then we know we can trust Him. Job says in Job 13 verse 15, "Though He slay me, will I trust Him, but I will maintain mine own ways before Him." So Job is saying that even if he kills me, I'm still going to trust him. And that's a confidence that God is all-knowing and he knows he has our good in mind. The word trust, shows up in Psalms 41 times. And I'm just going to give a little sampling of it here. Psalms 5:11. "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." Is that we can trust him. If we put our trust, we shall rejoice, because God defends us. Psalm 17, verse 7. "Shew thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them." Psalms 40, verse 3. "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." And here it's saying that because of the song that God has given to us, the joy in our hearts, others will see and will trust in the Lord. So we can display that confidence and that assurance. Psalms 49, verse 6 and 7. "They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." There he's warning us that we not to trust in our wealth or in a multitude of riches. And he's basically saying they can't save us. No matter how many riches, how much riches we have, we cannot buy our ransom from God. It's only paid for by the blood of Jesus. And then in Proverbs, of course, the famous, well-known verse, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And then here it talks about, of several verses here that talks about riches. Mark 10, verse 24. Jesus, just before that, talks about they that are rich, how hard it is for they that are rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Here he says, and the disciples, verse 24, and the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It basically is saying that if we trust in our riches, it is very hard for us to enter in. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. God gives us riches. He gives us everything that we have. God gives us richly to enjoy. And yet, when we begin to put our trust in those things, then we stand on very dangerous ground. And then here's the other side. Here's God gives us a promise. You know, I was talking about trusting in banks, trusting in insurance companies, well, especially trusting, putting our money into the bank. You know, we figure we're going to put our money in the bank and we put it in the CD or whatever, or even invest it or something like that. And we trust that we're going to get returns from that. And, you know, whether it's interest or whatever. And then here it says, Proverbs 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. So God is saying that we give our money to him, or basically give it to the poor, which is kind of the same as giving it to God and investing it in eternity. And he is going to make sure that we get it all back again. And, you know, God is, you know, the most fair person and the most generous person, and he will definitely pay us. One place it talks about a hundredfold. He will always, you know, if you think about somebody that borrows money from you and somebody that's trustworthy, that person's going to be consistently paying his interest and paying it on time. And so who is more trustworthy than God is? So we can trust him. We can give. And then Luke 12, verse 34 to 33 and 34 kind of gives the same idea there. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Again, speaking of investing in eternity and trusting God with our finances, and not feeling like we need to have a huge savings saved up so that we can care for ourselves or whatever. Haggai, chapter 1, verse 5 to 9 talks about here God is saying that how the people didn't take care of his house. And so we're just going to read that verse 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Why is it? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it come to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. So everybody was more concerned about his own house and his own well-being than he was about the house of the Lord. This is in the Old Testament. And the temple was laying in ruins and waste. And God was saying, hey, bring wood, build my house, and I'll take care of yours. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 34 speaks to that note. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So let us trust our riches and our lives and whatever we have. Let us put our trust in God. And we can even, as we give to the poor, as we distribute our riches, you know, there are so many people that have, we have so much, and there are so many people in the world that have so little. And we have, we can share, we can give that which we have. God says that we will be rewarded. He will take care of us. We take care of the poor. We take care of, seek his kingdom first, and then he will provide us with all that we need. So put your trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path.